This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on June 5th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it. Subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Leave us a review on one of those platforms or email us at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today we're going to do deep dives on Ronald Acuña Jr., Zach Thompson, and Esteury Ruiz. You probably hear the sound of crickets, maybe cars passing by. That's because I'm recording this podcast outside tonight as I'm traveling at the moment. But anyway, but first I'm going to look at the leaderboards from the fifth. In top exit velocity for the fifth, we have Yordan Alvarez in the number one spot at 114.3 miles per hour. Yandy Diaz is in second at 113.2. Patrick Wisdom in third at 112.6. Yordan Alvarez in fourth at 112.5. And Aaron Judge in fifth at 112.4 miles per hour. Yordan Alvarez has the longest bomb on the day at 456 feet. Ronald Acuña Jr. is in second at 441 feet. Matt Olson in third at 441 feet. Charlie Blackman in fourth at 438 feet. And Ryan Mountcastle in fifth at 437 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs to Johan Duran and Camilo Duvall. Johan Duran holds the 1 through 3 spots, topping out at 102.6 miles per hour. Camilo Duvall starting in 4th at 101.5 miles per hour. Charlie Morton got the most swing and misses on the night with a count of 18, and Jordan Montgomery is in 2nd with a count of 16. So is Frankie Montas, who has a count of 16. Ronald Acuña Jr. has been back with the Atlanta Braves since April 28th of the season. Since then, he's been doing pretty dang well, helping the Braves win some important games. The story was no different this past series against the Rockies in Denver. Last night against the Rockies, Acuña went 4-for-5 with one home run, 3 runs scored, and an RBI, as well as a stolen base. That puts his average at 313 on the year. He's slugging 475 with a weighted on base average of 384 and a WRC plus of 145. In 120 plate appearances, Acuña has 31 hits. 7 of those are doubles, 3 home runs, 18 runs scored, 13 RBIs, and 10 stolen bases. He's only been caught stealing one of those times. In the 8th inning in last night's game, Acuña hit a solo home run, which turned out to be the difference and winning the game for the Braves 8-7. Obviously, all of his hits before then were very important, but that's the one that put them over the hump in order to get that win. In the past 10 games, Acuña has been doing very well with 14 hits and 45 plate appearances. 3 of those are doubles, 1 home run, 9 runs scored, 8 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, a walk rate of 6.7%, a K rate of 22.2%. Averaging 378, slugging 541 with a weighted on base average of 407 and a WRC plus of 160. 10 games before that were even a little bit better. He had 12 hits and 47 plate appearances, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 9 runs scored, 3 RBIs, 6 stolen bases, a walk rate of 19.1%, a K rate of 31.9%, averaging 324, slugging 568 with a weighted on base average of 445 and a WRC plus of 185. Needless to say, the Braves have been benefiting from having Acuña back in their lineup, and that's evident with his WAR, which is sitting at 1.1 at the moment. In 2022, Acuña has 120 plate appearances, 3 home runs, averaging 313, slugging 475 with a weighted on base average of 384, WRC plus of 145, and a WAR of 1.1. His OPS is also very impressive, sitting at 883 on the year. So hopefully Acuña keeps it up for the Braves, gets that WAR a little bit higher. They're on a streak right now, and Acuña is definitely somebody to thank for it. Next, we're going to look into Zach Thomas, who pitched in the Pittsburgh Pirates' 3-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks in Pittsburgh last night. In 5 innings pitched, Thompson gave up 4 hits, 0 earned runs, 2 walks, got 4 strikeouts, bringing his ERA to 4.6 on the year. He had about 7 hard hit balls against him on the night. What's important to know is that even though those stats might not tell the craziest story, he really gave his team the best chance that they could to win. The Pirates had a win expectancy for pretty much the entire game, and it rose significantly in the times that he got big batters out, like Ketel Marte, Alec Thomas, David Peralta. All these guys aren't easy outs, but Thompson got it done through those five innings. So far in the year, Thompson has a win-loss record of 3-4 through 11 games played, 45 innings pitched. He's a left-on-base percentage of 67%, a ground ball rate of 45.2%, and a WAR of 0.2. This year, he's getting the most whiffs from his cutter, which he is throwing 35.3% of the time. His whiff rate on that pitch is 29.9%. It's also his second highest put-away pitch with a rate of 16.5%. It makes sense seeing how that cutter is his pitch with the highest spin rate. He's ranked number 90th in the league with his cutter. Last night tells a little bit of a different story. He got the most whiffs from his curveball with a count of 4. He was throwing that pitch 23% of the time compared to his cutter. He was throwing 30% of the time, where he only got one whiff. Finishing the podcast off tonight with Estory Ruiz. I hope I'm getting that name right. He's a top prospect in the San Diego Padres AA affiliate team. He's ranked recently for RotoWire as number 77 amongst prospects with a contact rate of on the year of 77.8%. He didn't play last night, but I did come across him thanks to my friend Rob. Whenever that guy sends me something, I know he's going to be good. And his stats this year tell the story. In 2022, he has 232 plate appearances, 9 home runs, 54 runs scored, 37 RBIs, 37 stolen bases, a walk rate of 13.8%, a K rate of 17.2%, averaging .344 with a weighted on base average of .475, slugging .611, and a WRC plus of .176. Probably going to see this guy brought up soon. The age of 23, bats right, throws right, stands 6 foot, 169 pounds, plays second base and outfield. This is a guy that you don't want to miss. I can see right now that he's going to be doing good things, especially with these kind of stats. I'm hoping to dive into him more here soon in other ways. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, review it, subscribe to it. In the meantime, enjoy baseball. I'll be back here tomorrow. Thank you for listening.